I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
Hi, I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I've been seeing this guy since this past May. I guess you could say we're sort of in a relationship now. I mean, we haven't made anything official yet, but it's pretty much official.
Wow, okay. So you actually met a guy, dated a guy, and landed a guy all during a pandemic. Do you have any idea what a long shot that is?
Well, it sort of helps that he delivers stuff to my work every week.
Oh, okay. So you weren't out there wandering the streets looking for a guy then?
No, nothing like that.
Okay. What is this lucky gentleman's name?
It's Jason.
Okay. So you and Jason, not in a relationship, but pretty much in a relationship.
Yes. But there's still something about him I just can't understand for the life of me. And I was hoping that maybe you guys could help me figure this out.
Okay. Well, so listen, you got two guys here in the studio, so maybe we can help you out.
Okay, so like I said, we've been dating since May, and we've gone from friends to like way more than friends, and we slept together many times, but the thing is, I can't figure it out. It's like he's never stayed the night over at my apartment.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he's never been to your apartment, or he just doesn't stay the night?
No, he's been there tons of times. We've had dinner, we watched TV, we've had friends over, we've had sex here a bunch of times, but for whatever reason, he just refuses to stay the night.
Okay. So when you invite him over, like, let's say you cook him dinner or something, you guys eat, you have some wine, watch TV, go to your bedroom and you do it, and then he just puts his coat on and leaves?
Well, at first it was like that, and then I started telling him I wish he could stay over, and he like always has an excuse like, I'm sorry, I have to get up early, or I would, but something shipped over to the house, or I'm working tomorrow.
So every time there was an excuse?
Basically, yeah.
Well, have you ever stayed the night over at his place?
No, because every time I've been over there, it's usually during the day. Like, he'll pick me up at my place, and we'll hang out and do whatever, and then he always brings me back to my place at the end of the night.
Okay, so you've never spent the night with him, period, then?
Well, there's been a bunch of times where he'll say to me, listen, I can't stay, but I'll wait with you until you fall asleep. So he'll stay in the bed with me if I'll fall asleep. But when I wake up, he's gone.
Huh. Okay, this guy's got to be married.
Yeah, or he's a freaking vampire. Like, when do vampires go feed? At night, right? Maybe he's a lost boy or something.
Well, that's what my girlfriend said to me. She said it's his last name, Cullen or something.
Okay, so here's my theory. I think he's married. I think his wife is probably, you know, she works as like a nurse or something, that something like a night shift. Or she's going to night school, something at night. And while she's out doing that, he's spending his time with you.
Yeah, but we've hung out tons of time during the day, so it's all times of the day.
So what you would like to know is, why is this guy who is so into you, why does he refuse to wake up next to you?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, have you ever just asked him that?
I did one time. I was like, how come you never want to spend the night? And he was like, I usually don't fall asleep until way later anyways. I don't want to keep you up.
I'm telling you, I think he's a vampire. Okay, so maybe we can find out what this guy's deal is. Let me look at some of the texts that are coming in here, because a lot of people are texting this morning. Okay, so one says maybe he has night terrors and doesn't want to freak you out. That could be true. If you think about it, too, we have a lot of military in this area, and PTSD, like, that's no joke.
Well, he's not in the military, so I don't...
Okay, all right. Hold on, let me keep reading. Here's one that says maybe he's a chronic bedwetter. I got a few saying Ashley's right. He's married. I bet his wife works third shift. Maybe he snores really bad and doesn't want you to know. That's another one. Maybe he has really bad gas or just craps the bed at night. Okay. Well, here's a good one. I didn't think about this. This one makes sense. Maybe he wears a fake hairpiece and has to take it off at night. Huh? Okay. Well, listen. Let's call him up, and then we're going to have to think of, like, a tricky way to figure this one out. I mean, we can figure out if he's married or not thing easily. But if it's not that, then we're going to have to get creative here. Let me ask you this. You said he delivers to your company every week. So does he work for your company?
No. He works for FedEx.
Oh, okay. So he's just one of your delivery guys then.
Yeah. But he recently got promoted, so now he's... an office guy.
No, he's an office guy. Okay. Well, that helps, though. Sit tight. We'll get his number, and then we'll call him when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Jason, please?
Yeah, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason. My name is Bruce Nolan. I'm calling from Corporate. I work in human resources. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So first of all, congratulations on the recent promotion. We got the paperwork for that. Your wife must be absolutely thrilled.
Well, if I had a wife, I'm sure she'd be happy. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. For some reason, I thought your paperwork mentioned a spouse.
No, just me.
Just you. Okay. So the other reason I was calling is because we have been looking at adding some additional coverage to the company's health insurance plan for different things that we don't cover right now or didn't cover previously. But we're trying to figure out if there's enough interest in any of these before we pull the trigger on this decision. Do you have a minute or two just to answer a few questions for me that are about the health insurance plan?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so these are health related, so I'm obliged to tell you ahead of time that you don't have to answer these questions. You're under no obligation if you feel uncomfortable, okay?
Okay,
so let me start with the first one. Would you benefit from an insurance plan that covered programs that help you quit smoking?
Would I benefit? No, I don't smoke, but I mean, I do think that's a good idea.
Okay, got it. What about programs that cover weight loss, like gastric bypass surgery and things like that?
Again, I don't think I'd ever used it, but it does sound like a good idea.
Okay. What about for people who have trouble sleeping? This would include stuff like people who have night terrors or PTSD, or for people who have conditions that maybe cause them to involuntarily lose control of their bowels while sleeping.
Oh, my God. Is that actually a thing?
I mean, yeah, it happens more than you think. But listen, would any of those be something you might feel would be beneficial to you?
No, not really. I mean, I actually do have trouble sleeping, but not from any of that stuff.
I gotcha. You must be an insomniac then, like me. Can't fall asleep unless the TV's on?
No, I got diagnosed with mild obstructive sleep apnea. So that basically means I stop breathing in my sleep.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have to unfortunately wear one of those masks hooked up to a CPAP machine.
Oh, okay. I got you. So sleep apnea.
Yeah. But that stuff is already covered by our insurance plan. So please don't take that out.
No, we're not removing anything that's already covered. So you have one of those big masks that you sleep in. It makes you look like Darth Vader then, huh?
Exactly.
So let me ask you a question. What do you do if you have like a lady friend who wants to spend the night or something?
I mean, that's not really a problem for me right now. So, no.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Okay. So I guess you probably don't want anybody sleeping over during a quarantine anyways. I didn't really think about that before I asked you. All right. Well, listen, I'll let you go. Thanks so much for the input and congrats again on that promotion.
Yeah, no, sure. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. So, Taylor, I'm going to guess that's the reason. I mean, he probably thinks it's too soon to let you see him like that, I guess. Maybe he thinks you'll get all weirded out by it or something.
Well, that's stupid. Like, I'm not going to get weirded out because you have to sleep with a mask on. I mean, I sleep with the mask over my eyes sometimes.
Have you ever seen one of these CPAP machines?
No.
Okay, well, it's definitely a lot more than sleeping with an eye mask on.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. It's a lot more. Maybe if you wanted to make him feel better about it, I would Google it first, see what it really looks like, and then maybe tell him something like, hey, did you know I have a friend who sleeps with a mask on? I think it's incredibly sexy, or something like that.
Okay, I can try that. I mean, I'm just so glad he's not married.
Or a vampire.
Yeah, or vampire.
Well, we still don't know that. I mean, we never even got to that part of the survey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.